Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, U.S. soybean farmers were among those on Sunday praising a trade framework announced by U.S. and Chinese leaders that could, in fact, end China's freeze on buying U.S. agricultural products. Now, the U.S. and China framework was laid out on Sunday while Trump administration officials were holding talks in Malaysia. The administration also announced four smaller trade deals with Cambodia, Malaysia, Thailand, and Vietnam, all of which have provisions to help open those markets to more U.S. food and agricultural products as well. Of course, the news did inject at least a little bit of optimism into our commodity markets that have been suppressed in part because of the lack of export sales to China, more specifically, soybeans. The announcement could push prices back towards September highs at the very least, according to leading market analysts. Now, along with the news on China, U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer announced trade agreements with Malaysia and Cambodia, as well as framework deals with Thailand and Vietnam. All four deals included provisions to reduce tariffs and increase access to agricultural products. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.